growing up, you know, I was expecting to be a hockey player because my mom's second cousin, you know, he played in the NHL, and all the males in our family, you know, from cousins, uncles, all that, they're all electricians. So back then he asked me what I was going to do. I'd be say playing juniors or just be an electrician somewhere. So and then all that stuff blew up, and now I don't even know what to think anymore.
This whole thing happened. How weird was it going out with the governor's daughter? Because that's all she was at that stage. Was it weird, or was it just totally easy? Or?
Didn't mean anything to me. I didn't care. It was just governor. I didn't know. I didn't think anything of it.
And it didn't affect your relationship with her, or it wasn't anything about it? But
mm-mm. It was normal.
Did you have any inkling about the scale of what was about to hit you?
I actually didn't know any, like, I didn't know what to expect. I was just like, wow, what is going on? You know, I didn't think it was that huge. Yeah, I don't know, I was uncomfortable with it, going to them parties, and you had all them high class, and you had John McCain and all them people. I was just like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and not say a word. You know, I was out of place, you know, but after a couple of days, you know, you started getting the hang of it, and you just got comfortable with it, and
the famous meeting on the tarmac with McCain. Can you tell me everything you remember about actually what happened there? Because that was your first meeting with him, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember pulling up in the car. You know, he just gets off the plane and greets us all. And
so McCain gets off his plane.
Yeah.
And you meet him at you're at the bottom of the plane.
Yeah, and he just comes down, meets us all, says a few words to us, and then he grabbed my hand. He's like, "You got good work in hands."
How was Palin treating you at this stage? Was she treating you right?
Oh yeah. Everything was great at that time.
Because you were quite close to her before things started going wrong, right?
Yeah, we were pretty close till after the election, yeah.
How would you describe your relationship?
Sarah was really good at, you know, she's good at throwing on that fake smile and being friendly. I always thought she liked me, but I don't know.
Later on you discovered
her. Yeah, later on I discovered her. Yes, she did. I don't think she did. You could catch her in a lie a lot of times, like that last time. Like, what kind of newspaper you read? She couldn't say one newspaper, and there was like five here. And she don't read a newspaper. I've never seen her do any of that.
You've never seen her read a newspaper?
No, a lot of things was she'd say it, and I knew she's lying.
So if she gave this picture to people of a sort of very ordinary hunting, fishing Alaskan, to what degree would you say that was true? What degree was it put on?
I'd say she's definitely stretching it big time, because 3 years, I'd never even seen her touch a gun. I ain't seen any fishing poles at their house or a gun. They're not a big hunting family.
What's the scariest hunting experience you've ever had?
The scariest is probably brown bear hunting's a thrill, just because, you know, they're huge. I mean, they're a predator. They're, you know, you're hunting them, well, they're going to try and hunt
and
you.
They're hunting you.
So, you know, I've had a few of them charge me, and then they drop. By the time I end up killing them, you know, they drop 10 yards away from my feet. You know, so then you got sheep hunting where you're cliffs on both sides on top of a mountain. If you fall, you're done. You know, so it's just kind of a lot of it's a thrill. You know, those sheep live in, like, here, the radicalest mountains we got. That's where they are, so.
Which, the radical?
Like, the craziest, like, hardest mountains to climb. You know, the stuff you look up, and you're just like, wow, it's. So they're at the peaks of the nastiest things you can find.
You're now working very closely with Rex and Tank. It's just apropos nothing, but it just intrigued me. Have you ever heard her talk about black people in Alaska? What her views are?
No, not her, no. She never said anything like that, no. She's not the racist type.
Right. I've read that you think that after the election, that's when things started going really weird with the Palin family.
Yeah.
And that Sarah started changing on you. Tell me exactly what happened. How did you experience that? What things started to change?
Well, after the election, she was like, she didn't want us to get married, really. So I almost think it was just to, you know, make her look better on the campaign. Everything just come home, and you tell that they're all, you know, sad about everything, and, you know, just lost a huge thing, so. I don't know, just her attitude towards everything was pretty down, you know, and I don't think she had much care for anything for a while, and so she just kind of hung out in her room, and kind of almost wanted to be left alone for quite a while, And then, you know, she just started getting moody towards everything and wouldn't do much. So, and that pissed the rest of the family off. And Todd would just go snow machine because, you know, he didn't want to be home around that. And Bristol and I had to clean the house and help kids with homework. And
just was this when you were more or less living in the house?
Yeah.
Because it's just before Trip was born.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, she just went through a big depression, I think. Just she was bummed out bad. And she was, you know, that's all I think it was.
Do you blame her for what's happened between you and your kid?
I don't know. You can't really blame her. I mean, she was doing her job. She ran for governor from president, or, you know, governor to vice president. I mean, anyone would have took that, you know. I'm the one that started dating Bruce. So, I mean, so I knew she was governor, so I kind of, like, took that in with it. So, you know, stuff hit the fan. I mean, it wasn't working. You know, I mean,
so you don't have any sort of long-term sort of gripes?
No, there's no one to blame for it. I mean, if it didn't work, it didn't work between me and Bristol. I mean, it was probably the best thing, we split up. And
well, after it's all happened, how are you left thinking about Sarah Palin? What kind of woman is she?
I still don't think bad about her. I mean, there's bad and good in everyone, but, you know, just some of the shit she pulled on me, encouraging Bristol not to let me see the kid and everything else, you know, from her acting like she liked me for like 4 or 5 plus years and then going on saying that stuff. It's just ridiculous how fake they are, because they can't, you know, and then but they'll talk bad about someone else, but, you know, they do it constantly all day long. And, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Some media has said that the kind of things you said in Vanity Fair were not correct, and Palin has said it's lies. So in a situation like, are you correct? Is Palin correct? Who's telling the truth and who's not?
I guess all I could say is, you know, I stand by my story, and, you know, I could say, honestly say to myself and go to sleep at night and saying I haven't told a lie. So, I mean, it goes back to people think what they want, but, you know, I stand by it and I'm cool with everything I said. The route I chose to pick was just because they wouldn't let me see my kid, so I didn't really think that there was another way. I mean,
Was the Vanity Fair thing say? Was it because of not being able to see Trip?
Yeah, I mean, that was the huge thing that made me do this.
Was it retaliation in that sense? Is that fair to call it retaliation? Or?
I don't want to, I mean, I guess, but I mean, if they would have let me see my kid, everything's fine, I would have never had to do any of that.
Do you think by doing it, it's helped you get to see Trip again?
Oh, for sure, because they were getting scared. They know I know a lot. I still know more than that's out there. And so they started letting me see them, and everything was getting fine. So I still was protecting them at that time. Then it got bad again. So I just said, screw it, Vanity Fair article. Because they started talking bad again. I was like, okay. And now I'm to the point where I can't see my kid really anymore again. You know, they're just...
Has it got bad again?
Yeah, it's starting to. I mean, so I'm my doors are, you know, I'm done.
They're not letting you see Trip again now?
Well, they are, like, I don't know. It's just, they're making it kind of a pain in the ass again, so.
So. And are you tempted to go to court?
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to end up doing that.
You think you are headed for court?
Oh, I know I'm going to. I just, you know, we don't have a deal.
Because you want to clear it up and get our certain rights.
Yeah, a lot of secrets, and like a lot of things that I haven't put out there are bad, so I don't know if I want to. Like, I don't know, that's just where, like, some of the stuff I got kept in would, like, either really hurt her or get her in trouble. So I really don't want to say anything else like that. You know, I'm not that kind of person, no matter how much she pisses me off. I'm not going to leak anything huge on her.
But you don't ever worry that it could damage the kid by going public in order to get to see it? I mean, it's a difficult game to play, isn't it, in that sense?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope not, but what else are you going to do? I mean, it's going to be hard going to court with her, you know. It's going to be a tough battle there.
Going to court.
Basically, whoever's got the better lawyer on that one.